we've just seen digital adoption jumped forward by 5 years in 8 weeks. The entire market environment is being transformed. I do think it's a good time to take a look at your digital objectives again and to think about what your own transformation journey needs to look like to adapt to the transformed market and operating environment we're all going to need to make our way through.
Hello and welcome to Nowscast, the podcast that brings you fresh thinking on some of the big challenges facing Australia, the UK and Canada from experts here at Nous Group, an international management consultancy. I'm your host, Ari Sharp, and today on Nowscast, I'll be speaking to Steve Lennon, a digital strategy expert in Nous' Sydney office, on the topic of digital transformation. Steve brings to the topic experience that few others can. As well as spending years as a transformation specialist, he's also an experienced mountain climber and adventurer. As you'll hear, Steve has trekked through some of the most challenging places around the world and seen how important a Sherpa is to a successful trek. In our conversation, Steve explains why he thinks a digital Sherpa can be so useful in overcoming the odds when it comes to a successful digital transformation. He tells us about the role of the digital Sherpa, about the different types of transformations, and shows how the work of a digital Sherpa can look in action. I think you'll really enjoy our conversation. Here's Steve Lennon. Steve Lennon, thanks so much for talking to the Nowscast.
Thank you, Ari. Great to be here.
Now, Steve, I want to hear a bit about your experience as an adventurer. I know you've climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. You've trekked hundreds of kilometres across Nepal. You've done the Camino de Santiago and Patagonia, as well as supported an Antarctic expedition. Now, many people might find the challenge and the isolation to be a bit intimidating. What motivates you to leave the comforts of home and head into the back of beyond?
Well, I guess I'm a bit of a learning junkie in my career, and I always enjoy doing something new and a little bit mentally and physically challenging out in the wild. I especially prefer what you might call a pilgrimage style journey where there's no fixed itinerary for the trip, at least not a day by day schedule. And you have the freedom to choose what you want to do each day, take each day as it comes, instead of being driven by my diary at work from one task to another. It's just a great sense of freedom and an opportunity to escape a little from that daily discipline. But you do need to have your wits about you because you're often heading out into the unknown.
And so when you're planning a mountain climb or a long trek, I imagine there's plenty of work that you do before you get to the start. How do you prepare for a big adventure? And what's the role of the Sherpa when you get started?
I guess we've all seen, you know, terrible stories of people getting lost and so on, who did not prepare for the journey they were going to undertake. And I suppose I don't want to let my wife down and come back from one of these things, you know, in a box. So doing your homework is critical. Otherwise, you're really just asking for trouble. Reading up on other people's experiences, looking out for some specific guidance about the particular mountain or trail you're going to be walking. It's all important to get your head into the risks. After you do a few of these, you realize the basics are pretty consistent, like fresh water, desal tablets, a decent hat, good boots, and even better socks. And you do need to make sure you leave everything unnecessary behind. Otherwise, it's just going to be a pain from start to finish, maybe apart from a sneaky bit of chocolate. But once you're at the trailhead or the foot of the climb, you'll then get to meet your Sherpa for the first time. And it's quite funny, really, because while they'll give you a rough idea of what to expect, and they'll answer some questions if you have any, they're often very cagey and certainly don't overwhelm you with too much information. And in like Africa in particular, their attitude is very Australian, you know, Hakuna Matata, no worries, mate. Safety is pretty limited. And yet somehow these Sherpas with their enormous body of wisdom and experience, having been up and down that mountain or along that trail so many times, they're just an invaluable resource to support the journey.
You've written for Nous Insights about how climbing a mountain is a bit like a major digital transformation. Can you tell us a bit about your experience in digital transformation and how it compares to climbing a mountain?
Yeah, I guess over the years I've learned a lot of specific things about strategy, technology, change, leadership, culture, both in my consulting engagements and the various leadership roles I've played. and on a tough transformation journey where a client is attempting to get from an A to a very different digitally enabled, if you like, B, all of those things need to come together. And I've found that the arc of these many long 2 to 3 year transformation journeys I've shared with clients is remarkably similar to a challenging climb or trek. You've got to do that careful preparation, which we spoke about earlier, think about the risks, get the right team on board, and secure all the right gear and capabilities. Once you've embarked on the digital transformation task, the challenges always come thick and fast. And in fact, they get tougher along the way, as it often does as you get tired or you're heading up the mountain itself to ever steeper faces that you need to be able to conquer. And so both on the mountain or in a digital transformation, you've got to keep looking out for those predictable stress points, finding workarounds, striking bargains with stakeholders, making sure you're taking people with you, keeping up your energy, and focusing on the prize that's at stake. And so really, it's all pretty similar territory from my adventures, the terrain you encounter in these digital transformation journeys.
So digital transformations are notorious for problems. What does the evidence show about the rate of success? And what do you think are the underlying reasons that they're so prone to these problems?
Well, reading the research about past success in digital transformation is pretty dispiriting and dismal reading. The results are quite shockingly poor, and perhaps as little as 14% of these efforts lead to sustained performance improvement. And I guess on the journeys I've accompanied clients on and those I've witnessed other clients undertake, we see cost overruns, scope creep, loss of key staff, many technology complications, the odd security breach, and often just a failure to meet customer expectations bring the transformation undone. Therefore, there's always significant reputational damage for executives and the organization that come with making such a major investment and having nothing to show in return. Let's be clear, there's no doubt that transformation is complex and hard. I'm not suggesting it's easy. In fact, it's a bit like having a heart-lung transplant while you're running a marathon, probably. It's really hard. But too often I see zealous and uncompromising transformation leaders backed by their power sponsors who are dead keen to see results, driving untested, incomplete changes out to customers and staff in a manner that only creates a frustrating and chaotic mess for everyone involved. And, you know, the numbers say that's what happens in 86% of cases, which is quite extraordinary. So it's not a pretty picture. And clearly, we need to be doing something different.
One idea that you put forward is people undergoing a digital transformation use a digital Sherpa. What do you see as the role of the digital Sherpa? What sort of functions do you think they should perform?
Well, it's a role that I've learned to play over time and really is modelled on my experience of working with the wonderful Sherpas I encountered in Patagonia, in Africa and elsewhere. And they're always very targeted in what they say and do. Acting as a coach and mentor, they only get involved in the heavy lifting of the technology implementation where the client is really struggling and needs some on-the-ground support. Otherwise, you know, you've got to carry your own gear each day on the journey. A Sherpa will help you separate the two big jobs of defining the requirements for the transformation task and then fulfilling them. Too often, I see a lack of clear accountability derail the transformation task, and a Sherpa can spot those issues from a mile away and help you get very clear on the accountabilities for the journey. I think it's important that the interventions by the Sherpa are very mindful and decisive. They can help clients get resources and governance organized ahead of the journey, and then constantly keep a lookout for ways to accelerate progress and critically anticipate the risks as they're emerging and figure out how to address them. And a good digital Sherpa will focus on empowering your leaders and staff, enabling them to step up to the transformation task while still looking after their day-to-day obligations. They refrain from overhelping, making sure there's space for client leaders and staff to learn lifelong lessons for themselves through the transformation experience. And they can also help you build a network of external business partners to help you find smarter ways to complete the transformation journey than simply imagine you have to conduct it on your own. One of the most critical roles, though, that a Sherpa can play is being able to stand back and provide that dispassionate, independent perspective at key moments of the transformation journey when you might need to either decide to persevere, perhaps pivot from, or kill off to perish your cherished digital initiative. And those decisions are never easy, and they really benefit from that third-party perspective. So that gives you a little bit of color around how I see a digital Sherpa can play their role.
Steve, no doubt every digital transformation is unique. What are the different types of transformation, and what determines which is the right approach for an organization?
This I found was interesting to look at. Just like climbing a mountain, there is no single way to navigate a digital transformation journey. And for Kilimanjaro, for example, we took what they call the Coca-Cola route, which is essentially the easy route. The harder one's called the whiskey route. But there are, in fact, 7 ways to climb Kilimanjaro, all of which have different skill levels and require different equipment and so on. And so it is with a digital transformation. And in a particular organizational, market, and regulatory context, any particular client needs to find that best possible pathway for themselves. And sometimes, for example, that can mean going for broke with a large scale, enterprise-wide transformation. But in other circumstances, it might be better to imagine creating a dedicated digital challenger brand off to one side and allowing the existing organization to evolve at its own pace. Other times, really focusing on the front-end customer-facing digital platform and getting that right first, leaving back-of-house processes and systems to be addressed much further down the road, that can be a better approach. And we also often see clients just zeroing in on specific point solutions using a chatbot, some automation, or perhaps some machine learning and analytics to solve a very specific pain point much faster than if you try and attempt an enterprise-wide transformation. And you can think about these choices a bit like improving your own home. I'm not sure, Ari, if you've ever built or designed your own home, but we've done that a couple of times. And, you know, you can either decorate with a lick of paint, you can renovate some key rooms, the kitchen, the bathroom, you can redesign most of the house, or you might even contemplate reinventing it, literally knocking it down and rebuilding. And in each case, we need to help a client decide that level of ambition and then find the right pathway to attack it. What a digital Sherpa will think through carefully is where you're at, where your competitors are at, the regulatory environment, the skill and capability of the organization, some of the particular blind spots or weaknesses that the Sherpa might observe about your organization. And, you know, importantly, your current and forecast financial performance, and take that all into account in helping you chart the right path to take.
Sounds like a lot of things that you've got to keep in mind at the same time. Can you give us some examples of a digital Sherpa in action?
Well, in my own career, one of the proudest Sherpa roles I played was helping Barclays with a cultural alignment strategy to support their, at the time, largest ever foreign direct investment in South Africa. They acquired Absa, which is like the Commonwealth Bank of Africa, if you like. And what we did there, by really carefully understanding both organizations and deeply looking into the culture and values of the Barclays Group out of London and Absa, which was a deeply South African, Africana heritage bank, we realized we needed to create a sense of mutual curiosity from the outset. And that helped with the right transformation governance, avoid the inevitable clashes that would have occurred between the two ways of working of Barclays and Absa, and enabled them to achieve the kind of decisive collaboration that meant they achieved their target merger benefits on time and in full, which, you know, rarely occurs. At Nous in the UK, we've partnered with a leading university to transform its technology capability and enable delivery of its new strategy. And that work, where we played that kind of Sherpa role, demonstrated the importance of thinking about both the operational and strategic parts of the journey in tandem, and through a really effective project management office approach. Again, we enabled the client to achieve successful implementation of its digital strategy. And more recently, we partnered with the Australian tourist park operator, Discovery Parks, which, by the way, I've been noticing has been coming out of hibernation on the back of COVID now being in our hopefully rearview mirror very soon. We helped them achieve a much better customer experience through uplifting their technology platforms and operational capability. And in that particular role, we helped the client get out in the field and help conduct co-design activities with customers at the parks in real life, in real time, and developing real-world prototypes that we could iteratively test and get feedback on. And that work was instrumental in helping Discovery improve their user experience and really significantly lift their sales conversion rates. So there's some of the examples where this Sherpa role has been successful in helping our clients achieve their transformation objectives.
Steve, many organizations have done it pretty tough through COVID-19, and they might be looking at a digital transformation thinking it's just not the right time to do it. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah, well, we've been discussing that with many of our clients as we've supported them and witnessed them go through this journey. And of course, at Nous, we've had to respond and react ourselves. And I think there's two aspects that are critical. We've just seen digital adoption jumped forward by 5 years in 8 weeks, I think, in Australia. And while you might not feel this is the right time to conduct a transformation, the bad news is you pretty much have to, because the entire market environment is being transformed. And if you don't think about the deep and important changes you need to make to respond to the operating environment we're all going to confront as we come out of the COVID crisis and through what's likely to be a very choppy and unpredictable recovery, if you simply do imagine you could go back to normal, I think you're probably doomed to failure. So whether we like it or not, and although I'm sure we're all very tired and we're probably sick and tired of working virtually 7 days a week for sure, I do think it's a good time to take a look at your digital objectives again and to think about what your own transformation journey needs to look like to adapt to the transformed market and operating environment we're all going to need to make our way through.
And Steve, finally, what does success look like? Earlier on, we're talking about the things that can go wrong with a digital transformation, but how do you know when a transformation has gone really well?
I think the simple answer, it means a lot of people smiling rather than staring down at their shoes and avoiding the gaze of their peers, their customers, and the market at large. When a transformation's been successful at the end of a long, hard, you know, 2 to 3 year road, the organization is in a much better place, equipped to compete in a digital world and ahead of many of its competitors. And you know you've done well when you're off to a strong start, a flying start, having avoided the predictable missteps that often happen at the launch of new digital platforms. And so your customers have responded very positively and at scale to the new offerings you've brought to market. Overcoming the many obstacles and challenges of the journey that's now behind you will have made the organization much more digitally savvy and change able. Leaders, therefore, will have much better confidence in setting their sights on the new ambition ahead of them, and staff have confidence in their leaders and one another, rather than perhaps shaking their heads and wondering why leaders took them down that terribly unsuccessful pathway that the 86% companies we spoke about often do. And I guess sadly for us in some ways, while the client leadership will remember a digital Sherpa was key to their journey and was there with them all the way, they'll feel entirely responsible for their own success.
Steve, it sounds like the rewards are pretty great, but the trek can be difficult, which I think takes us back to the mountain climbing.
That's true. And, you know, you'll see a lot of research because of those terrible numbers saying that perhaps transformation is not a path to attempt at all. And I agree. If there's any way to assist a client reframe their ambition and get where they want to by a clever decoration or a quick renovation, well and good. You know, don't use the word transformation. Don't use the word revolution unless you're up for the risk and return involved. But I do think that with that dispassionate, independent perspective from a digital Sherpa, and by paying more attention to the context and the conditions in which you're conducting the transformation journey, just as you must do with a mountain climb or any other adventure, you can improve your odds of success very materially.
Steve Lennon, thanks so much for talking to the Nowscast.
Thank you, Ari. Always a pleasure to work with you.
That was Steve Lennon, a principal at Nous Group in Sydney. You can read more insights from Steve on the role of the digital Sherpa on the Nous Group website. We'll put a link in the show notes. Also at the website, you'll find more thought leadership from experts across Nous. Check out the website at www.nousgroup.com. If you're listening to the Nouscast for the first time, welcome aboard. You might want to learn a bit more about us. Nous Group is an international management consultancy with over 400 people working across Australia, the UK and Canada. We partner with leaders to shape world-class businesses, effective governments and empowered communities. If you have a grand challenge or a bold agenda to advance, we want to partner with you. You can find out more about Nous and get in touch via nousgroup.com. That's all for this Nouscast. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you like the podcast, please rate and review us to help other people find us. We'll catch you next time.